This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
3-7. We'll pivot over to the Boston Celtics next as they were eliminated. News coming from Ramona Shelburne related to Jaylen Brown that further muddies the waters for the 25-26 season. That's next here on WEEI.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
When you're injured on the job, you need more than just a workers' comp lawyer. When you need a fighter, you need us. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. For the people. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Andy Hart here, and let's get real for a second. Everybody loves setting goals, right? I'm going to break 80 this year. I'll get healthier by summer. Great intentions, zero follow-through. Why? Because most people never have a real plan. Listen, I've been there, but when I finally set my goal with Awaken 180, I had more than intentions. I had a proven roadmap with help to get me there. Not an injection, coaches to help me every week, not letting me fail. My 20 pounds gone in 4 weeks flat. Bradfoe knocked out his first 40 in just 9 weeks. That's legit success, not some vague hope you scribbled on a sticky note. So let's put a date on it. How about dropping 40 pounds by July 4th? Think about walking into Independence Day knowing you reached your goal. It feels great, trust me. Know anyone who didn't succeed with Awaken 180? Crickets. That's because it works. Set your goal and reach it with the solution for weight loss. Start today at awaken180weightloss.com or call 844-346-1800.
Searching the internet is great. It stinks. I've typed in happiness. I still can't find it. Type in replacement windows. You get 5 million pages. It's like playing Where's Waldo, but he changed his shirt and got contacts. It's impossible. So I got this idea. Instead of doing an internet search, do an internet find. Type in right, well, you know where this is going, right window. And look at that, right window quality Energy Star windows installed. A galaxy of 5-star reviews, a bunch of, wait a minute, 1-star. Oh, it's that guy we had to let go. But we heard he found a new job and we're very happy for him. Right window phone number, lifetime warranty, right window patio and entry doors installed. Cool. Well, you get the idea. If you need a new door, new windows, why do a search? If you type in right window, you'll do a find. Well, what's this? Right window jingle. Ooh, I love this. Buffering. I hate buffering. Come on, when are you going to finish?
Now.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, it's Greg Hill for Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare presenting another Celtics legend. Recognizing the racial wealth gap in Boston, Jaylen Brown announced plans to establish a Black Wall Street in the city. Through his Juice Foundation, he aims to create opportunities for Black and Brown entrepreneurs. For more than 50 years, Harvard Pilgrim has offered equitable access to quality care for all communities. For more information, go to harvardpilgrim.org.
For all station contest rules on WEEI Sports Radio Network stations, go to WEEI.com and then click on Contests and Events. That's WEEI.com, then click on Contests and Events.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Your house was wired in World War I. Need to change it? Call Coleman Electric. You have to charge your new electric vehicle 10 hours to go 2 miles. Call Coleman. Your panel doesn't have enough amps to light 2 lamps. Call Coleman Electric. Everybody knows Coleman Electric, but nobody knows how to spell it. It's not Coleman, it's Coleman. I know, same thing, right? That's the problem. But our Coleman is German, like Colonel Klink. So it starts with a K. Yeah, let me spell it for you. K-U-H-L-M-A-N. I know, not easy. People search Coleman Electric and end up with a coleslaw recipe. Worst yet, there's a Coleman funeral home. Folks lose power, they call the funeral home and say, hey, my entire house is dead. Can you give me a quote? It's embarrassing. Just saying, there's a big difference between a mortician and an electrician. So next time you have a power problem or project, type K-U-H-L-M-A-N and click on that little call thing, and Coleman Electric will be at your place in the flick of a switch. And if the switch is broken, they'll be there quicker. When you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is Dan Ball on WEEI.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both
back here on WEEI just after 5 p.m. Saturday, May the 17th, 2025. Dan Ball with you. Thanks for being with us. We got Mitch Sabatelli on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos, and we got you at 617-779-7937, taking you up until Red Sox baseball. Pre-game coverage at 6:15 with first pitch at 7:15. Game two of the series out of three against the Atlanta Braves. Lucas Giolito, Grant Holmes, your pitching matchup today. Giolito coming off of his first win as a member of the Red Sox, and first one since September 15th of 2023. How crazy is that, that it had been that long? He was a member of the Guardians, and for anybody who followed along with Lucas Giolito's career and that 1 year where he went from the White Sox to the Angels when they tried to load up at the end of Shohei Ohtani's contract, and then he stunk, and then he got let go, picked up by the Guardians, was even worse when they were trying to make their playoff push. ERAs in the sevens with both teams. Then he signed with the Red Sox. Then his arm blew up, and now he's here. 7:15 is your first pitch for the Red Sox against the Atlanta Braves. Let's get to the Boston Celtics. The Celtics season comes to an end at the hands of the New York Knicks in Game 6 last night, and it was not close. It was not fun. It did allow for the postmortem to begin as the game was going along. I think it's probably fair to say that a lot of Celtics fans began their five stages of grief somewhere in the midst of the third quarter, if not sooner. That's kind of where I started it, at least when I started kind of workshopping. How do we talk about this team on the radio the day following? I was midway through the game watching it when I went, okay, so we're going to start with the tone of a loss, and then we're going to go from there. One of the more interesting storylines to come. Mitch, did you want to jump in before we continued?
No, I was just going to say, it was nice that it was so bad early that you didn't have, like, you know, the game one, game two heartbreak there. At least we knew, you know, by halftime, you know, you could make other plans.
I mean, yeah, they were down by 41. And again, there was still more game left than I'd like to admit that there was. So it was 16-16. Porzingis hit a three. And then one team remembered how to play basketball. The other was the Boston Celtics. One of the more interesting storylines to come from the second half of the regular season into the playoffs that definitely fell by the wayside in the Orlando series, and then especially after Jason Tatum's injury, was the health status of Jaylen Brown, who, if you remember, mid-April, April 13th was the day that it was publicized that he got injections for pain in his knee. That was not the first time that we learned that he had pain in his knee. It was just the first time that we had heard that something was being done about it. All parties, player, other players, coach, were pretty evasive with their answers as to what's going on. How bad is this? Is he going to continue to play? Is he going to try to push through it? Because the conversation at the end of the season became, is he going to try to get to that 65-game mark that, you know, allows you to be an all-NBA player? And eventually they just kind of gave up the bit, and he did not. So that kind of fell off to the side as the Celtics started winning games against the Magic. And it definitely became less of a conversation against the Knicks than maybe it should have been. And now we know just to the extent of what was going on. Boston Celtics star Jalen Brown, this per ESPN and Ramona Shelburne, finished the season with a partially torn right meniscus, sources told ESPN. Brown had been playing in pain during the last month of the regular season, no kidding, and the playoffs, which concluded on Friday in the Game 6 loss to the Knicks. He will be evaluated this week to determine if surgery is needed, sources said. ESPN previously reported that Brown had received pain injections. Those injections began in March. They were then reported in April. So that's more than just the last month of the regular season. We're talking 6 weeks to 2 months that it seems like this whole process started to try to treat it, and then you have to go back even further to see how long it was actually impacting the player. It was pretty evident that something was going on in what is a very commonplace in any sport. After the end of the playoffs, you learn this guy was playing with a torn this, a broken this, a punctured that. Like when we learned that Patrice Bergeron was playing through a punctured lung in the playoffs, that's more the extreme example. But it was only a matter of time before we found out exactly how bad this injury was. A partial tear of a meniscus is no joke. So the question then becomes, in a season where people are already packing it in for the Celtics next year, the narrative was not, I can't wait until training camp and tip off for opening night next year. It was, how many players are going to play for different teams other than the Celtics when the season tips off next season? It was very much an end of an era kind of vibe coming from Celtics fans and just general NBA fans because of the financial implications of where the Celtics are as it pertains to the different luxury tax aprons in the NBA. So if things weren't murky enough with Jason Tatum missing the better part of 12 months, like at best, we're going to start having conversations probably in February and March of him starting to maybe ramp up to maybe get back at the end of the regular season. And maybe if you get into the playoffs, maybe you see Jason Tatum back.
Yeah, it's like 9 to 12 months or something like that.
Yeah, and that just is what it is. It's a devastating injury, and when you compare it to the likes of Kevin Durant and Kobe Bryant and the guys that have the elite players that have done this before, that's the recovery time. And that's not even saying that that gets Tatum back to 100%, the same, you know, explosive superstar that we knew and loved before this. That's just getting him back into basketball shape, as you mentioned. So 9 to 12 months later, we're talking about Tatum. That's most of the 2025-26 season. Doing some rudimentary Google AI level doctor work during the commercial break, the potential surgery to repair a tear in a meniscus is a 4 to 6 month recovery to get back to sports at any kind of level. It would be less if he was just walking around and going to the grocery store, but as he is an elite member of the NBA and the Boston Celtics, there is an elite level of play that you need to get back to. So again, they're evaluating to see the level of the tear and see whether or not surgery is going to be a necessity in this situation. The pendulum is swinging very quickly on this Boston Celtics franchise. Up next, we'll talk about where this team may be going moving forward and just what went wrong on a year that had so much promise, and the fact that you returned, I believe the number I saw from Terp was 15 of 17 players on your roster from a year ago. So much promise. Andy Hart predicted them going 41-0 at home, almost. Just a bit outside, as Bob Uecker would say. That did not happen. You lose in the second round. It's kind of a disaster, quite honestly, compared to what was expected of this team. And now you are expecting, if your roster remained the same, a total bill, that salary cap and tax implications, of around $500 million next year. with a new ownership group coming in, and now your biggest superstar, the Batman to Jaylen Brown's Robin, is done for 9 to 12 months. On top of all of that, now you have the questionable offseason into at some point ramp-up program that Jaylen Brown may have to go through if it is indeed identified that he needs surgery. And God only knows how the injury was impacted by the fact that he continued to play through it, received injections, and then had to shoulder a considerable amount of the load in those final couple games. I know it's only two games after the Jason Tatum, only two games after the Tatum injury, but those are hard miles that were going on Jaylen Brown's lower body after it was learned that he was getting injections for the pain. So you have no Tatum. You have a timeline very much up in the air, recovery up in the air, Jaylen Brown, and a $500 million potential bill that's facing a brand new owner, and you were just bounced in the second round. All the while, Al Horford is pushing 40. Drew Holiday looked like he lost a step. Kristaps Porzingis is infected by something. All that was said is that it's non-COVID. That's all that was not even confirmed, just put on an injury report by some intern in the NBA, was non-COVID illness. I mean, at this point, he looks like he needs a seance. I don't even know if he needs a shot of something. Like, that is a very, very strange element to what went wrong for this team. But again, all of these guys make good money. You just signed Derek White. You just signed Jaylen Brown. You just signed Jason Tatum to, at the time, the richest contract in NBA history. And you just got bounced after two rounds. So where do you go from here? And how much does the Jaylen Brown injury and potential surgery and rehab change the way that we as fans should be looking at what next year is going to be? That is on the table at 617-779-7937 as the Celtics fans continue their postmortem here on this Saturday. What do you make of where this team is going? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd also love to hear from Mitch Sabatelli, who's going to tell you what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics' pursuit of banner 19 and back-to-back titles is over. They fell to the New York Knicks 119-81 last night at MSG. Jaylen Brown led the way with 20 points, and here's what he had to say following the loss.
It stings. Anytime, you know, losing stings, especially finishing your season like this, you know, it wasn't our year.
The Knicks will advance to take on the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That series gets underway Wednesday. The Red Sox losing streak was extended to four as they lost to the Atlanta Braves in last night's pitcher's duel at Fenway 4-2. Garrett Crochet got the start for the Sox, and he went seven innings, allowing two runs on seven hits while striking out eight. They'll be back in action tonight at Fenway when Giolito takes the mound opposite Grant Holmes. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Dan Ball will get you started on the Mass Mutual pregame show at 6:15. Then Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo will have the call of the game. First pitch is at 7:15. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets will be in OKC for a win-or-go-home Game 7 tomorrow. The winner will take on the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Finals. Over in the NHL, Toronto staved off elimination with a 2-0 win over the Panthers in Sunrise. They'll head to Game 7 back in Toronto tomorrow night. The Winnipeg Jets will look to follow in Toronto's footsteps tonight when they head to Dallas for Game 6. The Stars currently lead that series 3-2. And some big news in the NFL yesterday. The 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a five-year, $265 million extension. That makes him the fifth highest-paid player in the NFL. And finally, the Revolution will host the San Jose Earthquakes tonight at Gillette Stadium, kickoff at 7:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Knicks fans have already started to tear down New York City in the area around Madison Square Garden after winning two rounds of the playoffs. But they move on. It is not my place here to judge. They move on to take on the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Amazing that one of those two teams will be playing for the finals in a couple of weeks, given just how much of a gap it seemed like there was between the Cavaliers and the Celtics. And then the Celtics and everybody else in the East, Mitch. I can't wrap my head around that. I mean, I guess that's the beauty of the playoffs, then anything can happen. But it seemed like everybody was writing in Cavaliers-Celtics as your East final matchup for months at this point.
Yeah, we can have a Minnesota versus Indiana finals, yeah. Which would be great for the ratings. But yeah, I mean, it was always Cavaliers have been the best team in the East, but can they beat the Celtics? You know, the Knicks built that team to go up against the Celtics, but everyone kind of had that echelon of the Celtics and the Cavs, and for them to both be out in the second round, it's crazy. But you got to give credit to Indiana, like Rick Carlisle, underrated right there. But, it's been wild, but yeah, Knicks or Indiana representing the East.
Knicks or Indiana, and yeah, you're right. Adam Silver just drove off the road thinking about that, the potential of that matchup. But regardless, 617-779-7937 is your phone number to get involved in the conversation. What exactly went wrong for the Boston Celtics in their series against the New York Knicks? And credit to the pessimistic Celtics fans who felt that something was just a bit off about this year's team in comparison to last year. It was not as pretty as it was last year, which is kind of wild considering just how much you were able to return. Again, 15 of 17 players come back. You come out of the gate gangbusters. And then unfortunately, what manifested itself in December into January into February, that stretch where they were playing 500 ball, ended up manifesting itself in these playoffs. The Celtics were the more talented team on paper than the New York Knicks. I think even most Knicks fans would admit that when completely healthy to start this series. But they were not the team that worked harder. When plays were 50-50, when it was up in the air, when a turnover, a rebound, a hustle play, the Knicks outworked you when they had the opportunities to you. And boy, oh boy, does that team have a motor. The ability of that team to play in Tom Thibodeau's system, do it for four quarters, do it for seven games, do it for a full season, is something that I come away very impressed by. For those of you that don't know my background, I've been here for about 6 months. I came from a New York-based radio station. I'm a Boston fan through and through, but I had the displeasure of having to cover the Knicks. And what I can tell you about what they did in the last 2 years or so is they consolidated assets to make it to where they had a bunch of good players, scrappy players, fan favorites. Dante DiVincenzo is the prime example of a good player, good role player, fan favorite in New York. Not a guy that's going to help you go up against the Boston Celtics, win, and compete for an NBA title. They turned Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo into Karl-Anthony Towns. They turned RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley into OG Anunoby. And they turned Bojan Bogdanovic, who they got for Alec Burks, and every draft pick that that franchise will have forever, into Michael Bridges. All of that then comes together with a more star-laden athletic team that had a lot of ties from Villanova, which I think is an important part of the amount of chemistry that you saw for this group. And it's a group that was willing to grind and was willing to play in Tom Thibodeau's defensive system and was willing to press the living hell of the Celtics perimeter shooters and just keep pressing and make no possession and no transition easy for the Celtics. There were no easy buckets. There were some open misses, and you can add, and you that certainly comes as part of all of this, but they looked unsettled. And Mitch, I think that the biggest takeaway that I come away from the Knicks group is when both of these teams were healthy, I think you still give the advantage to the Celtics. They made it uncomfortable. And even when the Celtics got open looks later on in the game, they just looked uncomfortable taking those shots and trying to run their offense, and they looked off for most of this series because of it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were always discrediting the Knicks a little bit because they didn't have a bench. And other than Miles McBride with Tom Thibodeau,
yeah,
you know, he always plays all of his starters as much as he can. But that didn't really hurt them that much. You know, that starting five was ready to go.
Yep.
They didn't have many injuries. They were ready. In the whole year, Thibodeau has been working them. And outside of like Cameron Payne or Mitch Robinson, who couldn't even hit a free throw until last game.
Yeah.
Miles McBride killed the Celtics there. But I think the Celtics, yeah, they were deeper, but they had a lot of injuries that we didn't know about. The whole Porzingis illness. Jrue Holiday was up and down the entire year. He looks like he might be, you know, 1 to 2 years away. Horford, you know, he's 39. And guys like Hauser and Pritchard, if they're on, they're really on. And when they're off, you know, it is what it is. But Cornette, who's a free agent after this season, you know, he really stepped up. But I think the depth was a little overrated there for the Celtics.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's a lot of people's biggest takeaways, where we were sold on, with the amount of returners, well, they're just going to run it back and it's going to be a cakewalk. Well, things change year to year. And your trust in Kristaps Porzingis, a guy who clearly has all the talent in the world but cannot for the life of him stay on the court, your trust in him was wrong, incorrect. It was money that could have been spent in other directions that at least could have given you a more known quantity, a player who you knew that you could rely upon even if they weren't as skilled. They could have filled a certain role. So that's one element to this. Another year on Al Horford's legs. Another year on Jrue Holiday's legs. And it's prudent to remember that when you go through a even if it was a cakewalk to the NBA Finals and winning a Finals, that's a lot of basketball. And then you have the Olympics, that you have a couple of players who are going over and playing, and to which you need to then return and get ready for the NBA season. It all sounds like excuses.
They had the shortest offseason of any NBA team. And like you said, they had four guys going to the Olympics. They had all that drama with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And I think that went into it. And I think they could have used one more scorer off the bench that was fully healthy. But
Yeah. And all of that manifests itself in a series where you, on paper, were the better team again, but you were not the rested, the healthy, the ready-to-play team. The ready-to-battle, the ready-to-go-to-battle team. And that's a point that was brought up by Nick Wright on Fox Sports on FS1, that the Knicks were built to beat the Boston Celtics. I understand the point that he's making. I would push back on it just a tad and not say that they were built to beat the Celtics, but they were certainly built to combat what the Celtics do best. They were built to get the Celtics out of their rhythm. What ended up defining this series were certainly injuries and players not being available to play at their best. But another thing that defined the series was how the first game went. And that first game of the series was a microcosm of what went wrong for this team at certain points during the regular season, which is you get up by 20, teams make adjustments, and you just kind of sit back on your heels and try to jack up threes and shoot your way out of whatever else is going on. So that's what happened in game number one. You get up, you're playing your game, you're controlling the pace of play. Knicks make an adjustment. Celtics try to shoot themselves out of whatever's going on. They go cold, which happens when you rely so heavily on the three ball. 60 threes and 45 misses. And a team comes back. And then you did the worst thing possible, which was give the New York Knicks hope. And this group, as you learned, they feed off of that. It's a culture and an energy and a level of chemistry on this group to where if they had a belief in themselves that they could come and win three more games and win this series, it's a dangerous group if you give them that kind of belief. And the reason I say that is it calls to mind something that Jalen Brunson said, I believe it was back in December when they played, and the Celtics just beat the doors off of the Knicks. Brunson said in no uncertain terms, the Celtics are our measuring stick for winning a championship, and we are not there yet. That was what the best player on the Knicks was saying at that time about the Boston Celtics. So if you hang on and win that game one, who knows where this series ends up going? But you proved to the Knicks, or you let them prove to yourselves, I guess I should say, that this Goliath might be a little bit more David than we thought. This superhero might be a bit more human than we anticipated. There is an Achilles heel on this group. And you let them prove that to themselves, and I think it showed that for the rest of the series.
I think with the Celtics, too, is they were blowing teams out so many games in the regular season that there was a lot of times that Tatum and Brown didn't even play in the fourth quarter. They had guys like, you know, Drew Peterson, Xavier Tillman. A lot of those fourth quarter games they just weren't ready for. And Jalen Brunson, I've never seen a player that can't hit a shot in the first quarter and then fourth quarter come in and just absolutely killed this. I mean, I love Jalen Brunson. I think he's a great player, but he in the fourth quarter, he is scary. But I think in the fourth quarter, they just weren't ready because they were always beating a team by 20, 30 points. You know, if those three-pointers weren't going, like I remember in the opening game, they faced the Knicks and they had like 29 threes. In the fourth quarter, they were trying to break the record.
Yeah.
So they had these leads, but they didn't know how to handle those close games late.
Yeah, no, there wasn't, which is surprising for a team that just won a championship, there wasn't that same killer instinct that a guy like Jalen Brunson plays with or a guy like Josh Hart plays with. You didn't have, and this is with Tatum and without Tatum, because I know you're kind of talking about this series in two parts. You got that, hey, we're going to do it for JT bump in game five at TD Garden. You had the fans behind you. That was a perfect storm. And then game six, everything came cratering back to earth. But once things started going wrong, this happened in the first quarter yesterday. But to your point, it happened in the fourth quarter for the rest of the series. Once things started going sour, and it wasn't just rainbows and unicorns and everybody's happy and look at us and look at how many threes we're making and oh my God, our coach is a sociopath and we all found our darkness and whatever. Whenever that stopped being the case, there was no one entity on this iteration of the Boston Celtics that grabbed the team by the bootstraps and said, hey guys, jump on my back, I got you. They needed somebody to individually get hot yesterday to then try to feed off of. You would like the entire group to get hot, but they needed a kick in the ass from somebody yesterday. They did not get that. A lot of times when they were collapsing in the fourth quarter, they needed to kick in the ass from somebody. They needed somebody to step up. And instead, you kind of had a lot of very highly paid players disappearing when it mattered most. And how crazy is that? For a team that's about to cost $500 million next year, to have no firepower, no fight, at any point after the first quarter, or midway through the second quarter, at the half, whatever your delineation is, did you believe the Celtics were going to come back? could you identify a player on the roster who was going to be the guy that was going to lead the Celtics in their comeback? I just don't think it was there. Extremely talented team. A lot of talent. A lot of very good players and good guys on the roster. Very easy team to root for. No killer instinct this year. And looking back at it last year, this is just my own perspective on this, watching teams that win championships versus not. When you don't have your, when a team that wins a championship doesn't have their A game, when their game plan number one, when the first page of the playbook isn't working, who do you turn to and what do you turn to? And the Celtics didn't have a plan B or an option number two to turn to in this series and to turn to this season in order to get them out of a funk. And I think it manifested itself. 617-779-7937. Also on the table in the Celtics conversation right now is the coach, Joe Mazzulla, which was a text that I got just before we came back from break. Fire Joe with 3 exclamation points. He's trash. Well, there you go. I guess that settles that. Joe Mazzulla is also in the crosshairs today, and has been in the crosshairs in this series for the perceived lack of adjustments that came, or lack of willingness to admit that live by the three and die by the three wasn't working. And I think you kind of have to accept that the Celtics playing Mazzulla ball is going to be a live by the three, die by the three system, and that's just what you get with this particular mix on the roster and this coach. Statistically speaking, the Celtics have identified that the mass quantity of threes that they shoot allow them to win many more games than it does not. And so they stuck to that, to what a lot of fans would argue would be to a fault, stuck to the three ball. Did not expose the matchups and mismatches that a lot of people perceived were there for them to take advantage of. So, Mazzulla is going to be in the crosshairs. And I tell you what, if it was Tatum and Brown that were both healthy in this series and this is how it went, the conversation would be different. For anybody that wants Joe Mazzulla to be let go, first of all, the resume and the amount of wins are going to be on his side. That's certainly something that Brad Stevens and company take into account. With the injuries and the fact that this looks like it's going to be a transition year, it looks like Mazzulla is getting a stay of execution for at least a year, if not more. Because now you're talking about a year without Tatum. God knows what Jaylen Brown's going to look like. How many players are you losing from your roster? So where does that leave Mazzulla in 1 year? Probably with a good enough reason to say, hey, I got us a championship 2 years ago. Yes, the year before was a down year, but we lost Tatum and Brown was playing on a bum knee the entire time. We didn't have Tatum for all of 25-26. Give me a chance now in 2026-27 to try to get this team back to where I had them a couple of years ago. We're probably talking about a decision that does not come for another 2 years. That would be my guess, because it's kind of, it's tough to look Joe Mazzulla in the eye with missing one of his stars and God knows however many other members from this roster and go, yeah, but that's the coach's fault. In 2 years, assuming and trusting in Brad Stevens' ability to lead this franchise in 2 years with a good roster after they kind of deal with some of their salary cap related implications, if he still can't get them to that spot, well, then you've proved your point. As much as I think that Mazzulla did leave much to be desired in certain situations this season, and especially in the series, I do think it's too soon to have that conversation. I think it's too soon that they will have that conversation. Oh, he is. Okay. I can't tell what the name is. It's a bunch of the letter U that's going across the call screener right now. We'll work our way through the calls, and we'll start right up at the top with Mike and Agawam. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you covered a lot there prior to my call.
Sure.
Touched on a lot of things. But, you know, you can read the newspaper in New York City, the $1 billion meltdown, you know.
Yeah.
We get Tatum. He drops out. We get, you know, Brown that should have stepped up. I was so frustrated with the game when you're watching. Okay, if we're going to miss our threes, why can't Missoula coach our guys to get offensive rebounds? I'm looking at two tall players not even getting off their feet, putting their hands up in the air for New York and getting a rebound.
Yeah.
All our guys are standing there 4 feet from the basket saying, why didn't it go in, and running the other way in hopes they're going to stop a dynamic team that's outperforming us. New York didn't win the series. We lost the series. You look at Brown's eyes. They spent more time in that game in their heads with the referees making bad calls. They kick it. Cornette looked at him, he kicked the ball. You know, it's going through their hands. They stop play. They get a layup. They give the ball to him. They're not going to stop it. You got to have the experience, and I guess Brown doesn't have the experience with Pritchard and all these guys
right.
to look at themselves and say, hey, you need to, adjust yourself in the first 10, 15 minutes of your game and see how your refs are going to be, reffing the game, and go in accordance to how they're going to be reffing it, not just stare at them like why you didn't make a call. And they did it throughout the first whole half, and they continued to do it, and they stopped playing. They didn't get rebounds. They didn't follow up. And they really, you could feel it was not going to turn around. We didn't have a chance. And
yes.
It's so frustrating.
Yes.
And the whole thing is just frustrating. You know, Boston gets them as the laughing stock. We're $1 billion meltdown. Now we got to start over square one. You know, we made a mistake. Nobody looked through this. What if he goes down? Can he handle it? It's a double team. The double team, obviously. There's Tatum's gone. Brown's double teamed. He can't handle a double team. Is that worth $600 million?
No, it certainly is not. And Mike, I appreciate the call. We're gonna let you go and move on here at 617-779-7937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're acquainted with the studio by the moment. I learned where the computer for the call screener is during the commercial break. People say that I'm just a voice. Never the case, and now Mitch knows that behind the glass. 617-779-7937. Continuing the conversation on the Boston Celtics, where they're headed after a year that had so much promise but ended at the hands of the New York Knicks. Matt is in the car. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Actually, it's Jack. I'm fine. I know you said you'd give Mazzulla another season or two, whatever, but it's long overdue that he needs to go. He needs to be fired.
Okay.
That is absolutely inexcusable for a professional basketball team to have two leads of 20 points in the second half in a playoff game and lose those games. And then a third game, third loss, they had a 14-point lead, and they lose the game. There's no offensive strategy whatsoever. Coming down and just heaving threes is not a strategy. And secondly, there's absolutely no defensive identity on this team whatsoever. When Ime Udoka was a coach, there was a huge emphasis on defense. There's zero defense. You watch Celtics, do not play defense. They don't box out. They don't rebound. It all seems to be around Missoula's this crazy notion that if we just throw up more threes than the other guys, we're going to win. I mean, that is not a strategy. It's not a tactic. There's too much talent, too much money invested in that team. You're just wasting time.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Always appreciate it. And look, I'm not here to say that Joe Mazzulla doesn't have his warts after this season. I'm just saying that we're still only one season removed from a championship with that strategy. As questionable as it may have been when the season was on the line this season, I'm here to say that I think he's going to get a stay of execution, A, because he was just the not the architect for a championship, but he put the guys in the position to win a championship a season ago. And now, without Tatum and with a questionable Jaylen Brown, I think that's going to be the excuse that they would essentially point to and go, well, how am I supposed to know what this guy can do when we're going through a transition year? So I understand the perspective that the three heavy offense that the Celtics run isn't a strategy. I would push back on that and say that that is the very definition of their strategy. It's just one that is, it's one that's volatile. When you rely on outside shooting, there's a bit of an ebb and flow to how you're going to score. When you go cold, it's ugly. But when you're scoring, you can double and you can double up on teams in a matter of moments. You can go on runs that put teams out of games in seemingly the blink of an eye. So it's becoming a much less popular style of ball, the Mazzulla ball that's dominated the Celtics in these last few years. But that is the strategy that they've gone with. And it's a heavy reliance on the skill and the athleticism that they have on the roster. Is it my personal favorite to watch? No, it is not. And that's even when it's going well. I do wish there was a bit more nuance to the way that the Celtics move the basketball. But I don't think the team's going to see it that way. So this is not me as much advocating for Joe Mazzulla as much as just stating the current state of the situation for the Celtics, where they are coming off of a championship and they are going into what seems to be a bit of a trying year. So just some details on that, and we'll get back to the phones in just a moment at 617-779-7937. From Chris Forsberg, the Celtics are already committed to $228 million in contracts next season. They are nearly $20 million over the second apron, and that's before addressing a pair of free agents to be in Al Horford and Luke Kornet. The team is currently projected to have a $238 million luxury tax bill, which would push the team closer to a $500 million total spend if the roster was maintained. Boston as a repeater tax, they have that as a penalty for being over the cap threshold in 3 out of 4 seasons. So this is the other end of, hey, they're spending all this money to win championships. Well, what happens when it's over? And it is a hefty, hefty bill, and it's kind of a bleak feeling because you know that changes are going to have to continue or are going to have to happen. I, in my head, kind of compare it to the post-2018 Red Sox, the post-Dave Dombrowski era, and what they had to do. Bob in Londonderry has a different comparison. Good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
Good. Quite a long time ago, I'm always negative. I get to call you guys. But in 19, back then, when the Bruins had their debacle, not to mention the embarrassment, I said, in my opinion, all four teams that you people are going to be in for a rude awakening. This is all done. I was 120% correct, with the exception of last year. The Celtics, I know what happened, and I said I agree with the asterisk, meaning they played the cheerleaders. That's the only reason they won. I'm being a little bit, you know, tough on them, but watch this season. Even as defending champions, boy, they looked real weak.
Yep.
And again, went out in a very embarrassing, not, it had nothing to do with people being, and I'm only telling you, you can hold your breath. But just like I said earlier, you're in for a long wait, much like the New England Patriots, and that's what's coming. And that's just my opinion. I'm probably wrong, but that's my opinion.
Dang. Well, nothing like Bob to cheer us up here on a Saturday early evening in the greater Boston area. But that is the feeling that has come from this group of Celtics fans, at least with whom I have interacted over the last 24 hours or so, say call it 18 hours, is, oh boy, this is going to be some tough sledding. Now, I would push back and say I think that there's a way that you can get this done to be back in contention by 26, 27. It's a very oddly timed injury for Jason Tatum, because you were already facing the reality that you're probably going to have to retrofit this roster, and you may have these two highly paid superstars and maybe a weaker supporting cast around them. You're already kind of facing that reality. Now with no Tatum, you have your built-in excuse of why we're not competitive next year. So far, I have no reason not to trust Brad Stevens that in 2 years' time, once you free yourself up from some of the current cap constraints that you have, that you can't be right back in competition for a top spot in the Eastern Conference. If I'm to believe that the money that you spent on Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Derek White, just to throw those three in there, if I'm to believe that that money was well spent and you still have your trio, your core, in 2 years' time, it shouldn't be that far-fetched that you're a competitive team in the Eastern Conference. So let's play the salary cap game real quick. Next year, again, the only contracts that are coming off of any note are Luke Kornet and Al Horford. How about 2 years from then? You're losing Kristaps Porzingis if you haven't lost him already. You have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, one more year guaranteed of Drew Holiday. Could be able to move that at that point if you haven't already. Peyton Pritchard has two more years on his deal. Baylor Shireman is around. Kata is still around. Sam Hauser still around again. Fans are calling for his head. But I say Brown, I say Tatum, I say White, I say Pritchard, and I say you're at least still competitive. And if Brad Stevens did this build of this roster once, why wouldn't he be able to do this twice, is what I would counter with as the Boston Celtics enter a unique offseason. And what is going to be a down year? No question. I don't think it's the beginning of the end for the Boston Celtics. I'm not willing to accept that. In a sport where you, again, only have five players on the court at a time, and three of the biggest core pieces are locked up on big-time contracts for the foreseeable future, I'm in on that. 617-779-7937. Deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. It is baseball season here in Boston. It is baseball season on WEEI. A couple more minutes before we get you into Red Sox pregame coverage here on the Red Sox Radio Network. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.